This review is by Paul Taylor for The Independent, and it's of David Tennant as Hamlet for Gregory Doran, the Royal Shakespeare Company, in 2008. I've chosen it because it connects very much with Tennant's personality that audiences were expecting to see from his appearance in Doctor Who on the television, and because it's one of those reviews which compares Tennant's performance, or the main actor's performance, with previous performances by other people. Tennant is adept at most aspects of the role, but he excels when the prince becomes a prankish provocateur. A lanky live wire with a wry twist to the mouth and mocking brows, he puts on a thrillingly risky display of barbed levity and flippant sarcasm. Even when strapped to a swivel office chair by Claudius's henchman, this Hamlet manages to improvise a subversive joke that insults his uncle. He whizzes away to his enforced exile on its casters with a sardonically exuberant cry of "Come for England, whee!" Barefoot in a DJ, he can hardly contain his baleful delight before the play within the play, and in its chaotic aftermath, he slouches over the throne, his suspicions triumphantly confirmed, mangling three blind mice on a recorder, and with the crown resting on his head at a rakish angle. I rate Tennant very highly, but I wouldn't put him in the absolute front rank of contemporary Hamlets, a category which for me includes Simon Russell Beale, Mark Rylance and Stephen Delaney. Or not yet, at any rate. The performance has time to grow. This actor has most of what it takes. The braininess, the breadth of spirit, the reckless irony, the bamboozling banter, the sense of layered depth. He can produce moments of sudden stillness when he seems to be dazed by the vortex of meditation. After ecstasies of anger in the closet scene, he can turn into a deeply affecting lost boy, kneeling by Gertrude. So, what's missing? Well, the part of Hamlet constitutes a special case. However hard you analyse his behaviour and motivations, this character remains to some degree a tantalising mystery. You don't have to be the poet Coleridge to think, "I have a smack of Hamlet myself, if I may say so." In the soliloquies, the finest performers seem to be, partly, laying bare their own souls to us, and laying us bare to ourselves. At the moment, that strange double feeling of exposure and spiritual connection is not as strong here as one could wish it were.